Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Next Thursday through Saturday, March 15 through 17, about 30 Kentuckians will be headed for Chicago, participating in Farm Bureau's annual Young Farmer Future Seminar. Past participant Fleming County's Adam Henton says it's an enjoyable, intensive look at futures trading, which can be valuable on many levels.
Especially if you have some prior knowledge going into that trip, I think you can definitely, it's like a short course in college for sure in a few days.
Having a basic understanding of how futures trading is done isn't meant to get young farmers into the market, but to understand its impact back home.
For most anybody that went on that trip, they're not going to use it extensively on a daily basis, but I think it helps you to understand what you're reading and what you're hearing on a daily basis and why it's happening.
On a personal level, Henton enjoyed the ride, so to speak, as much as the seminar.
It was really good to get out there with peers of mine about my age and just network and meet a lot of other people that have the same interest in me, and I found that there's just a lot of great people out there doing involved in agriculture, and that was one of the best parts.
Next week's event includes a tour stop on the way up in northern Indiana at Fair Oaks Farm, one of the largest dairy operations in the nation. The group will visit the Chicago Board of Trade, the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, and visit with traders from one of the center's largest brokerage houses. We'll be right back.
811-811. 811, 811, 811. No matter how you say it, 811 adds up as the first number to call before you dig. It's the new, easy-to-remember number. Calling 811 is the first step toward avoiding a costly and potentially dangerous encounter with buried pipes or lines. So whether you are excavating several acres or just several square feet, call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Kentucky 811.
Carter County's Jason McGlone is a repeat participant in the Farm Bureau's Young Farmer Futures Seminar and is obviously looking forward to the event. He, like Adam Henton of Fleming County, does see the relationship between futures and local markets.
Yes, sir. One does affect the other. The more your stock goes up in Chicago, the more your cash crop is going to be worth. So that kind of gives us a couple options of how we want to go about selling our crops.
McGlone, too, enjoys the networking with other Kentucky young farmers. He says the trip is a great educational opportunity, packed with interesting stops, and he's looking forward to next week's outing.
We're actually stopping on the way up at the Fair Oaks Farms, one of the dairies there above Indianapolis. We stop there and take a tour, and it just kind of gives you a perspective on how big some farms can be.
Carter County's Jason McGlone, a repeat customer for next week's Young Farmer Future Seminar. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.